Rara zvakanaka mhuri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, December the 29th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing issues which affected women in the year 2022 and what 2023 is likely to bring in the economic and political sectors. Most women say they battled with incessant power cuts as the country experienced electricity shortages this year, which forced them to look for firewood in their local forests, thereby exposing themselves to abuse. Other issues included child marriages and pregnancies, incidents of political violence and economic hardships. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe Live Talk Women's Roundtable oluphathelane labesifazana sicubungula ukuthi umnyaka lo esesiwugqiba oka 2022 ubumumetheni njalo uthinte njani abesifazana. Sabona ukuthi abanengi bakhala ngokucitshwa kwamagetsi mahlayana okubangela ukuthi bayitheza inkuni egangeni okungababeka engozini yodlakela kumbe ukudlwengula. Abanye njalo babekhala ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla mahlayana ezitolo, udlakela kwezombusazwe kanye lokuswelakala kwamanzi. Sibonile njalo kukhuzwa umhlola ngokukhulelwa kwabantwana ababili abaleminyaka eyisithiyagalolunye lonyaka, kukanti abanye lokhe besendiswa besesebancane. Yebo ke ukuze sihlaziye kabanzi okwenzakale ngomnyaka ka-2022 esesiwugqiba, asizweni udaba esiliqoqale lona lapho intatheli izindaba ze-Studio 7 ezakhuluma labantu abehlukeneyo ngokwakusenzakala kuwona lo umnyaka. Iningi labesifazana elizweni lithi umnyaka ka-2022 esesiwugqiba ubulukhuni kwezomnotho welizwe kanye lakwezombusazwe, ngakho likhangelele ukuthi umnyaka ozayo ube lobubelo. Unkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu usanda ukusola udlakela kwezombusazwe.
Khalisa bona ke msiyakhampela abaphathazi babo bampontshisela amaviri bachaba kulawela izimoto lokuyedala ukwesaba ukuzakhamisa abone kungcono ubana kuze ngiphephe ngiphile kungcono ngivotele ibandla elibusayo lanxa engalithathi but ubona kungcono ubana livotele.
Kulolo dlakela omela iBulawayo edalele ephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa uthi wachaywa walimala ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF, njalo wesabela ukuthi isehlakalo lesi asisoze sikhuthaze abesifazana ukuthi bephatheke kwezombusazwe.
Ngingakhali kodwa mengitshaya ngobhodo, omunye waze wangikhaba okuthiwa yikarati ebusweni la, yikho labona ngivuvukile ebusweni la mehlo esiba mnyama.
Kodwa umgcini sihlalo weMathebeleland South kubandla leZANU-PF uMnumzana Ngqobizitha Mangaliso Ndlovu walandula kuStudio 7 ukuthi ngamalunga ebandla lakhe aphatheka kulolu dlakela. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise, uNkosazana Makoto Ngamahlangu uthi bakhandlele ukuthi ngomnyaka ka-2023 uhulumende alandele isinqumo esithethwe yi-African Commission on Human and People's Rights kuyonale inyanga esokuthi ahloniphe ilungelo lezizalwane zakhe elokutshengisela kungelako khahlanyiswa.
So nxa sesikhuluma thina abalaleli malungelo ngoba ama-journalist ngubani oZimbabwe zithi uhulumende weZimbabwe vele kalaleli uyayephula amalungelo engakusoli ngoba ufaka nampu bukhona yazo khona kodwa engaku-implementa weli uzabona. So usuke uyazikhethela ukuthi ufuna ukuba yisiqoqodi bahlafuna isiningi ama-church kumbe ufuna ukuba ngumuntu ebantwini, ufuna ukuba nguhulumende olalela abantu. And i-DS on record saying that he's a listening president, now we are going to test his listening ability.
Ukungxoxo le-Studio 7
Umphathintambo wogatsha olubona ngabesifazana unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni wathi uhulumende ulenhlelo zokuthuthukisa abesifazana.
Sizabagrupha ngama-2-2-2 sibathrene ezintweni esibona ukuthi bangazenza njengesepa, njenge-slow polish, njengemafutha okugcoba. Sibona ukuthi bangawenza bese sibanika i-starter pack ukuthi bazisize emakhaya. Anje saqale secholotho sayewangi khathesi sisenkayi.
Ngalokho iningi labesifazana lithi likhangelele ukuthi umnyaka ka-2023 ese sisungula ube ngcono.
Yes, there we had various challenges and successes which women faced in 2023, with the Minister of Women Affairs, Thembiso Nyoni, telling Studio 7 that government is addressing issues raised by women. She says they have availed projects which women have started engaging in, such as handcrafts to sustain themselves. And notable of the successes, Makoto Ngamahlango of WOZA, they saying the African Union has granted them what they were looking for, a directive that the Zimbabwean government should respect the rights of the people to demonstrate without subjecting them to any forms of violence. Let's hear what Otilia Chikandira has to say concerning her vending business.
Chibita uchimilishonga yuande mzima, inyaya yuromo. Kunesuma zimai, inobuda juu ya mnotenge sasa yishonji, kutimori zindarami. Nashika muno, maporisi inoti zingirira, atina pekutenge sera, pebatwa, kono mbatera mafaini. Saka yishonji, porisi, taito pano ne papo kibachao nukunga shineja shibina mkuti urombo uneita kuti nika zugera kumbani sinache uingu wanawaru kudache kuji babao uyu ya uwa chita wanache kubati noisi ya isho ino nyanyisi kwezi mba kuti muwene mfaru mge mneche kubacha mwau ya ne ufo mwau ya nebo matikabata niza mwuzinora rama.
That was Otilia Chikandira on the line with VOA reporter Rutendo Mawere. She says vending is proving difficult as municipal police harass them because they sell in undesignated places, yet vending is their only source of income. And to discuss the issue raised by the women in depth, we are joined by our guest, economist Chennai Mutambasare and Victress Matutu of Zim in Bogoto, and who will be joining us later. Right now, we have Deborah Mukasa. We welcome you to the show, Chennai.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on your show. Yes. I hope the line is clear.
Yes, it's very clear. And how are you, Deborah Mukasa?
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, we'll start with you, Deborah Mukasa. You heard one of our callers there on the video saying that the vendors are having difficulties. If you can tell us what you think, can you identify some of the challenges she's talking about, as this is part of your business? You can be free to use whatever language you feel comfortable in. Yes.
Between the formal people and informal people. And because the competition to Nanavantava Homayo, Avale Matrixly, because we are China, Ethanako, Ethan Serengayo. We find that economically, the situation in Zimbabwe is very low.
Sound kakhulu ukuthi abantu kade bengelana mali ama-teachers ama-nurse amapolisa abathi bekhona bahola imali bond engasasebenziyo behole futhi njalo i-plastic money ukuthi kade kumele beshayipha so besisiba ne-challenge yokuthi bona labo abantu bebesithina behoda labo bene ezidradeni bethengise so ikade sisiba ne-challenge enkulu kakhulu ukuthi kade sibaningi kakhulu fighting for one person fighting for one person. There was a daily challenge to put through a line that we were 2022. After a COVID 19, I'm a restriction, I'm going it's an artificial thing, La Pana, but it's still a challenge. You would have to sing around in Mavi, the way water, so that you would be doing that. Even the Chinese in my sustaining my business. So there's Kuluma putting a new challenge. Oh, I feel like Katrina Sanded is a bit. I feel a majority, I feel a man. So if I look to challenge, Adani, Adani, so my sister, Adani, and I'm not getting my cool sweater, Kota, Utera, Utani, Utani, singabantu be-DVTA sibuze ukuthi ama-challenjini sibe nomunye umyuthi okhuluma ngokuthi yena uyathunga uthome esathi uyathunga amagesi ahamba lapho engama-customer amaningi so abanye besebembhadalela ama-half mamani abanye betheni so kube ne-challenji kakhulu ukuthi kuqinise sibe lama-customer abanye bengasamtrusti ngoba engasaqedanga izinto zalawo ma-customer so ngama-challenji amaningi ade sakhangelele kulo mnyaka ka-2023.
Yebo ke siyabonga kakhulu Nkosazana Debra Mkasa, uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Yes, coming to you Chennai, you heard what Otilia Chikandira said concerning her vending business there and how they are sometimes harassed. As an economist, what advice can you give there? How should the government handle this issue of informal traders, seeing that they constitute of more than 90% of the employed population in Zimbabwe?
Okay, so in the issue of informal trade, we have been speaking out to say to the government that we need to come to a place where we actually maximize the value that we get from informal trade, because currently, like you've said, it is the main form of gainful work that Zimbabweans, you know, young and old, especially women, have got access to. At the moment, there is such a gap between the how the city council operates, the way it levies the informal markets, and the service that they in turn get back. And I think we need to relook into this. We need to look at, okay, so if we're going to levy the informal traders, what service can we provide to them for those levies to ensure that the areas that they work in, in terms of sanitation, to ensure that what they are working on is fully productive, you know? So at the moment, it's like the informal trade is being forced to go further and further underground. When people try to engage with the government, local government or otherwise, it's not producing the positive results that are required. So we really need to relook at the law, especially around informal traders, so that we come from a position of knowing that they are actually providing income, like you said, for nearly 90% of the adult population in Zimbabwe. What can we do to A, empower this constituency, B, ensure that they get maximum gain from their labor, but also how can we move them into something that's more sustainable and equitable in the long term? And at the moment, this idea that you can just come confiscate their goods without compensation, I mean, is draconian, and it doesn't really achieve much except to push them further and further underground. And when that happens, you know, we become at risk for in terms of breaking a lot of the environmental laws and things like that. So, yeah, I completely empathize with what the speaker is saying. And I can only hope that it's something that, you know, that the government can start to take seriously.
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you very much, Ms. Chennai. If you can continue again and tell us in Shona how you think the government should handle this issue of informal traders without them being harassed and chased away from their vending bays.
Okay. So, zvatinoona panyaya dzevanenge vachitengeswa zvitengeswa zvavo munzira ava tinoti mavenders, tinenge tichitarisira kuhurumende kuti inzwisise kuti izvi ndizvo zviri kuitwa nevoruzhinji kuti vawane raramo muZimbabwe, kunyanya madzimai ava vanenge vachida kutsvaga kana maschool fees ekubhadharira vana kuti vaende kuchikoro kana even mari yekuti vawane chekudya. So kana tadaro ngatinzwisisei kuti tingashanda sei nemavenders kuti zvinhu zvavanotengesa mabhizinesi avo aende mberi, nyika irambe ichiwana zvakanaka kubva mazviri, kwete kungosvika vouya votora. Kana vachinzi vanofanira kubhadhara michero kumakanzuro, ngatinzwisisei kuti pavanenge vabhadhara michero iyi, chii chiri kubuda kubva pamichero iyoyo? Vari kubatsiridza here kuitira kuti pavari kushandira pakachena, pavari kushandira panowanikwa mvura, pavari kushandira pane humwe utsanana hunenge huchidiwa, kwete kuti vanongosvika ivo votora zvinhu zviri kutengeswa kana zvichidiwa, havadzoseri, havabhadhari. Izvi zvinoita kuti vanhu varambe vakadzimirirwa zvekuti hapasisina chichabuda mukutengesa ikoko, ende zvadaro hapana chimwe chavanogona kuita kuti vawane mari. So hurumende inofanira kutarisa mitemo yayo panyaya dzemavenders, vachitarisa nenzwisiso yekuti ichi ndochindiri kuita kutoti vanhu vawane mari, vanhu vawane raramo mudzimba dzakawanda. So ngatigarei pasi titarise mitemo yedu toone kuti chii chatingaita kuti tivabatsire kuorganiza kuti vakwanise kutengesa zvavanenge vachitengesa, uye kuti nekufamba kwenguva zvavanenge vachitengesa izvozvo zviitewo formalized. And izvi hazviitike kana tichiramba tichivadzvinyirira tichiita kuti vanhu vatange kutengesera zvinhu kana kuti mubhuti memota kana kuti kuseri kwemba kwavo. Zvinoita futi zvakare kuti kana takutarisa mimwe mitemo yakaita semaenvironmental law anenge achida kuona kuti kana tichitengesa chikafu muri kuchitengesa pakanaka here, kana vanhu vakange vavakutengesera seri kwedzimba dzavo, zvinhu zvese izvi hazvichaoneki uye hazvichabatsiriki. So ndinokurudzira vehurumende kuti vatarise zvakare mitemo inoita nezvekuita vanenge vachitengesa kuti tiwane a way forward yekuti tinobatsirana, because ivo kushanda kwavari kuita kutobatsira munhu wese, kubatsira nyika yese, nekuti hakuna mabasa.
Yes, and interestingly, Ms. Mutambasare, one of our guests, Deborah Mukasa, her organization, together with other organizations, as we have spoken to them in this show some time back, have actually engaged government in on the issues we have raised to formalize the informal sector and to relax some laws governing the informal sector. Yebo ke ungasichazisela ngamafichane Nkosazana Mkasa ukuthi how far have you gone ngemizamo leyo lohulumende ukuthi lilungise ukuthi abathengisa esitaladeni labo benanzwe njalo le mthetho iyekethiswe kancinyane.
Sesihlale phansi lohulumende labekhansili yakobulawayo lakhansili eHarare, amakhansili ashiyeneyo, kuzama ukuthi sikhulumisane sibe sezenthematic areas yethu esizikhangele ukuthi uhulumende labasuki bebunda besincedise bizo esihlali zona lezo eze-formalization. Silenkulumo layo uhulumende ukuthi sifuna lathi ukuthi sibe formalize. Ukuba formalize sasibane nje panyezipeseni uhulumende ngokuthi i-informal sector kayibhadale i-tax. So kayisikho kodwa ukuthi sibe formalize ukubhadala i-tax. Ukuba formalize ukuthi lathi sikhanye sibe recognize njengezisebenzi zeZimbabwe, sikhangelele ukuthi lathi sibe lama-pensions, sikhangelele ama-medical aid, kangelele izinto ezithize ezizasincedisa lathi ma kungukuthi inyaka yethu sihambile like sathetha ipension uyithola usenge-65 years. So sikhangelele ukuthi uhulumende nawe uyasikhangelisisa ku-formalization yonake ukuthi sibe-formalized. I remember ngo-2018 sakhankasa sakhuluma ngakho khona lokuthi sifuna ukuba-formalize sithole amapensheni njengabantu abazisebenzayo. Uyananzelela ukuthi thina sisebenzisa imisebenzi edenja kasi sihamba ngezimoto ezibe lama-ethici sithwale izinto ezinzima sikamuka amakolo siyenza okuthize sithulise sihlezikhansi singatanya okusithilisayo. So ngo-2018 uhulumende wayevumile wathi zasinika iskim okuthiwa i-voluntary pension scheme. Salungiselela ukuthi sizayiqala yaphelela emoyeni. Sathethi ngo-2022 uba wakhuluma futhi ngakho ukuthi izaba layo i-voluntary pension scheme ukuthi lo lalo ezinikile ikhiphe lokhu akukwanisayo from ezifundweni yakhe ayebethengisa kodwa nansi sekuyezafika uDisemba lokhu kungakapasi. So kuningi nje lethu kukhangeleleyo ku-thematic areas zethu zeziyana engikhulume ngazo funa kunye futhi i-decentralization esacela ngayo ukuthi izidingo bezazi-decentralize bengalele lapho ngamakhuluma u-analyst esithi khona kumele kukhangelwe imithetho. Yes, of course kumele kukhangelwe ama-policies ukuthi kuhamba njani kathi sisile ndaba ehluphayo eka-Five Street ukuthi sizosedinga ukulisa udivine khona le-harab ukuthi esivalele umgwaqo lwami uka-South Avenue ukuze kuthi abantu bethengise. So kungadecentralizwa izinto zonke zenziwe ngamahofisi ngamahofisi ibulawo ikhangelokwayo kwakobulawayo ibhele ikhangelokwayo ingarari ikhangelokwayo ubona ingathi kuzasididele up izinto zethu njenge-informal sector ngoba ziningi izinto ezenzakalayo but zihleke along the way from here to Harare is about 400 and something kilometers but isifuna sizifela khonapho phakathi naphakathi kungafela ukuthi sisebenza njani. So ama-policies i-government kumele ikhangele silokhu sikhankasana layo sinetisana layo sikhuluma ukuthi le-sit down sibe ku-round table sibonisise sicubungule ama-policies ngoba amanye ayanindezelwa njenge-informal sector.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Now we are joined by our third guest, Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokojo from South Africa. How are you, Victress?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Sandile?
Yes. Kunjani khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
No, South Africa go right. Sibona imvula nje, hayi, otherwise konke nje ngathi hayi go right.
Yeah, ungasichasela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi singaqala ngolimi lwesiNgisi yini kumbe ufuna ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele?
Hayi, noma yikuphi nje ku right.
Okay, then sizaqala ngesiNgisi ke. If you can explain to us what issues are affecting Zimbabwean women there who are staying in South Africa. We know that there are a lot of them. What is happening there and what are the issues at stake now? Is it domestic or is it just the resident permit?
I think everyone is aware of the way 2022 was to Zimbabweans living in South Africa. This was a bad year. According to me, according to what I saw, I think this was a bad year for Zimbabweans living in South Africa. I'll talk on behalf of women. Like I have an organization that caters for women in Zimbabwe. It has been a difficult year this year, 2022, for women, Zimbabwean women, trying to make a living here in South Africa. Firstly, I would like to say there is nothing very painful like trying to make a living in a foreign country. There is no freedom there. Firstly, when the year started, we had the issue of ZET. A lot of women were ZET holders. We were told that by the end of the year, the 31st December 2022, all the ZET holders should vacate South Africa or get a mainstream permit, which was very difficult for a lot of women to get that. While we're still on that, trying to figure out what to do, trying to maybe get our stuff together, so when December comes, we are going home. to the end of the year, we were told, no, the ZEP is not going to expire on the 31st of December. Instead, it's going to be expiring on the 30th of June, which is 2023. That doesn't help much because still the requirements of the permit that I wanted are still the same. Taking the expiry date to 2023 does not take away the requirements that I needed for one to apply for a mainstream permit. The requirements are still the same, and the requirements are still the same requirements that a lot of women can't meet. So it's been a very difficult year. While we're busy trying to figure out about permits, load shedding kicked in. A lot of women are just using electricity to run their businesses, to those of businesses. A lot of women are vendors. A lot of women are salon owners. Some are working in restaurants. With this load shedding, it's very difficult for women to work. It is very difficult because, let's say, for instance, someone who's got a salon. When there's load shedding, the power is off. Then you cannot work. Business is done. You can't work with that power. So it's been a very difficult year, and we are not even looking into it getting better, because instead of it getting better, it's getting worse. So women here in South Africa are struggling. I know people maybe in Zimbabwe, they'll think, oh, women in South Africa, they still in coming December, they're looking very nice, they have this and that, and think, oh, things are better in South Africa. No, they are not. It's still bad. It's very bad.
Thank you so much.
We survived until the end of the year. We are here.
Yes, yes, yeah. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Going back to you, Ms. Mutambasari, what can you say about Zimbabwe's economic refugees? We see there are lots of them in South Africa, and the government has even admitted that a lot are going to the United Kingdom and other places, especially to join the health sector. Can you say what you think about this and how the government can stop this brain drain?
Well, at the moment, it can't be stopped. It's very unfortunate because we're in a situation where we have a lot of women, young women, who are all educated, some to tertiary level, and there are no jobs in Zimbabwe. You know, so the alternative, unless the government can offer alternative gainful employment, then unfortunately, this is what we are going to see for a long time. And the other unfortunate thing is what this does to the family structure. It's quite often it's the woman who will go out first, probably because in Zimbabwe she's not the breadwinner. She's the one not earning an income. So when opportunities come, she's usually the first one who is said, okay, maybe take up that opportunity. But also looking at the opportunities that are, let's say, here in England, at the health workers, at even teachers, is that predominantly these are female-dominated sectors. So what happens is the mother will leave to come over in search of greener pastures. And then that brokenness of the family structure means that children who are left behind become exposed to all sorts of things, because the mother is not there. And we have seen this. It's been happening. We read about it a lot of families that are now child-led families because maybe their mom or both parents have left to go search for greener pastures, or children are being left to be looked after by relatives who don't always have the best interest of those children at heart. So, and then it just, we become in this cycle then, this poverty trap where the mother is away in South Africa or in England working so hard, sending money to Zimbabwe for the children. The children,
yes,
are not...
Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you very much for that perspective. That was our economist today. Chennai Mutambasari, all the way from the United Kingdom, would like to say also thank you to our guest, Victress Matutu of Zim in Bogoto in South Africa, and Deborah Mkasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. We've come to the end of our show. and enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga saying let's meet again tomorrow at same time for our Studio 7 Live Talk.